Moses has no success with Pharaoh through moral suasion. Pharaoh is disdainful of God and of Moses and the Israelites until the plagues start raining down upon him. Only God's big stick gives Moses the ability to bargain with Pharaoh. As in the case of Pharaoh and others after him, we cannot read this story without hearing the words of the Passover Haggadah. In every generation they rose up against us to destroy us. There were times in Jewish history when military might was called for to ensure the survival of the Jewish people. But the Torah also teaches us that diplomacy is a necessary part of our national narrative as well. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 10 through 12, God commands that we always first offer terms of peace. Only if peace is rejected by an overt act of war may we take up arms against our enemies. This commandment gave rise to just war theory, which has been pursued by governments from the time of Maimonides to our current American administration. Soon, we will gather around our televisions for that right we call the State of the Union. It is our obligation as Americans to listen with care to what our president reports, whether we agree or disagree. This week's Torah reading teaches us also to listen as Jews. Shabbat Shalom.